Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Nazir. So we know that a Nazir who deliberately goes ahead and violates his prohibitions, he's going to get lashes. But before anyone can be punished with lashes for any sort of a sin, he has to receive a warning for what he's about to do, that it is prohibited, and that if he does it, he'll be punished. And the Mishnah so now is going to discuss the halacha of a Nazir who violates his Nazir's prohibitions several times after being warned. So Nazir Shehaya Shosa Yayin Kol Hayom Eino Chayav Ela Echa. So a Nazir who keeps drinking wine all day long, but he only was warned once before he started drinking, he's liable to only one set of lashes. Amru lo al tishte v'hu shosa. But if they warned him repeatedly, don't drink, and he drank wine after each warning, chayav al kol achas v'achas, he's liable for a set of lashes for each drink that he drank after the new warning. Hayam megaleach kol yom eino chayav al achas. And similarly, if he kept shaving hairs off his head all day long, but was warned only once before he began shaving, so he gets only one set of lashes. Amrlo al tegalech, v'humagalech. But if they say don't shave, and he shaved even a single hair after each warning, chayav al kol achas v'achas, he gets a set of lashes for each and every hair that he shaved after every single warning. Hayam etamei lemesim kol yom eino chayav ela echas. If he kept making himself tamei to corpses all day long, but was warned only once, again he'll receive only one set of lashes. But amrlo but if they warn him repeatedly, don't make yourself tummy, but he goes and makes himself tummy, he's going to be liable after each single warning that he gets for all the different dead bodies that he touches, that he interacts with, that he becomes tummy from. That was Mishnah Dalet. Now on to Mishnah Hey. Shlosha minin asurin ben nazir. There are three types of things that are prohibited to a nazir. Hatuma veha tiglachas vehayotzi min hagafen, becoming tame from a dead body, shaving the hair of the head, and eating or drinking products from a grapevine. Chomer batuma va tiglachas umi bayotzi min hagafen. The prohibitions against becoming tame and shaving, those are stricter than the prohibition against eating and drinking products of the grapevine, because becoming tamei and shaving cause a nazir to give up all or some of the days of his naziris. But eating or drinking products of the grapevine will not cause him to forfeit his days of naziris. But on the other hand, the prohibition against eating or drinking products from the grapevine is going to be stricter than the prohibitions against becoming tamei and shaving, because the prohibition against eating or drinking products of the grapevine is never permitted, even as an exception to the rule. But the prohibitions against becoming tamei and shaving are sometimes allowed as exceptions to their rules, b'tiglachas mitzvah, like we have when it comes to shaving for a mitzvah, meaning you have to shave if you are a nazir, but you're also a metzora, and you're during your purification process, so you shave, it's a mitzvah, so you should shave then, uva meis mitzvah, and when it comes to a meis mitzvah, someone who you have to bury, it's a mitzvah to do so, some sort of a dead body that's abandoned or something like that, those types of things you're allowed to do. So clearly you're allowed to violate that, but drinking wine will never be allowed. And when it comes to becoming tamei, that's stricter than the prohibition against shaving, because shatuma so saras sasakol v'chayav aleha karban. When a nazir becomes tamei, the tuma causes him to forfeit the entire naziris, and after he goes ahead and purifies himself, he has to start counting his naziris over again, and he's obligated to bring a karban for his tuma. V'tiglachas yena so saras ala shloshim yom v'en chayav aleha karban. But the nazir's But when the nazir has his head shaved during his term of naziris, the shaving will cause him to forfeit no more than 30 days of naziris, and he is not obligated to bring a karban for his shaving. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. But for now, have a wonderful day.